If you have your Bibles, let's look to Matthew chapter number 24 this morning. Matthew chapter 24. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of reading here this morning. Verse number 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left there one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Then we need to look down to verse number 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day, the hour knoweth no man, and the hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in that or in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? When or blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that ye shall make him, or that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning, ask him to help us. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, for what you've done for us so far. God, I'm thankful for, God, what I've felt in the service here this morning. God, I pray that, Lord, you would anoint us to preach your holy word. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I know that was a lot of reading. I know it was, and I understand that. But I want us to take this, just a simple subject here, drawn from verse number 44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. On Friday morning, how many knows what happened this week? Everybody knows that great disaster there happened over in Japan, and some of it hit the West Coast, and some not as much as what they thought was going to hit Hawaii there with the tsunami. On Friday morning, I got up. My wife was up before I was on Friday morning. And we worked a hard out there on that gate Thursday afternoon and got that taken care of out there for Sister Warren and Sister Janita and Betty Earl and all that. But Friday morning I got up and I walked out down to the kitchen. I don't know that I made it too much further than the kitchen, and I heard my wife Haven say that it's been a tsunami hit Japan, and they're looking forward to it to hit Hawaii and to hit the West Coast and all this. So it seemed like, you know, immediately when you hear about this kind of news and the day that we're living in, it's not really a surprise, you know, because there's been a lot of these things. We can look back and remember how that the hurricanes have hit in the last several years. And I know we've got a break. Seemed like the last few years, maybe that's because I've been coming to Florida. Who knows? Amen. And though I'm scared to death of them. Amen. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, ain't been many hits since I got here. I came here in 2005. And I came right after the hurricane. Amen. Pulled in. That had the tornado there at Lake Placid. And the buildings were all, you know, moved around. And they had to move them back. The concession stand picked right up and moved across the street and dropped. Sister that lives across from the church there. Amen. Sure. Her vehicle was picked up and moved over there. Oh, my, terrible. Then, amen, after that, seemed like there not been, amen, a whole lot. But I'm thinking back there to Katrina and all that. Amen. Great disaster. Amen. Earthquakes. All these things, amen, coming upon the earth. It's not a surprise to me, but also, amen, you know, it seemed like when these things happen, you all go to the thought of these people have losing their lives. Amen, they're losing, amen, loved ones. Amen, there's a great panic there. There's great disaster. Amen, then, you know, us Americans living the American dream as we are this morning. Amen, you know, you think about, well, amen, oil's going to shoot out the roof. And it's going to bring a great economic disaster. Amen. Aren't we already in one? Praise God. Amen. You can about name it. Hallelujah. And I won't go there this morning, but we'll move right along. Praise God. I'm telling you what. Amen. That's just, when these things come to pass. Hell, I didn't go to bed Friday night. Thursday night. Amen. Thinking about a tsunami hitting. I didn't think about that. Oh my, if it was a hurricane, I know that the weather people would already be talking about it. They'd already have all the models and all those spaghetti models and all that. If you look at the National Weather Service and look at the Hurricane Center, oh my, they try to tell you exactly where it's going to go to. They try to tell you if it's going to come to Tampa. They try to tell you if it's going to go here or there. Amen, but these tsunamis, oh my, these things are almost undetectable. I know that they have some things in place now, amen, especially after the one hit there, amen, in the Indian Ocean. Oh my, hit, amen, wherever it was, amen, here a while back in 2000 and something, 4 or 6 or whatever it was. Oh, they put some things in place, amen, but these things are still undetectable. Amen, they're still, amen, a very, amen, slim warning to them. Amen. I didn't go to bed thinking about it. Amen. But immediately after all these things went through my mind, amen, it seemed like I hadn't read Matthew 24 in a while. But the Lord, amen, just seemed like dropped it in my heart. Amen. In an hour, that you think not. Amen. I said in an hour, amen, that you think not. Oh, my, the Son of Man cometh. Oh, my, church, we're living, amen, in a very hour. Amen, that the Lord could come for His people. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, I hope you do. I feel like preaching to you just a little bit here this morning. I said, oh my, and we're living in an hour. Amen, that the Lord could return for His people. Oh my, yes, to those who are ready. Amen, to those that are ready. Those that are ready this morning. Amen, you say there ain't no lost people here. Well, hey, oh my. Hey, I'm telling you what, the church needs to wake up. In an hour that you think not. Amen, the Son of Man cometh. Oh, my church. Amen, oh my. Amen, to those that are ready. Amen, those, amen, that are awaiting His coming. Amen, it is an exciting time. Amen, it's exciting, Brother Johnson, to know. Amen, just any hour. Amen, oh, it's exciting to know. Amen, Brother Scott, you may not make it back to Fort Myers. Amen, this afternoon. Amen, or in the morning, or whenever you go back. It's exciting to know. Oh my, that I may not have to get up in the morning. Oh, but the Lord could come back. Amen, in this very day. I know that we've heard it preached. I know that we've heard it talked about. Hey, it's been so much that we've quit talking about it. Hey, I said we've heard it so much that we've quit preaching about it and relaying the very truth and the very fact that He shall come. Amen. To us, and already it's going to be an exciting time. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, the Bible said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice, amen, of the archangel." It sounds like He's coming with victory, don't it? Amen. And with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. He told them there, amen, at church there at Thessalonica, He told them, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Oh my, I said, comfort one another. Amen. With these words. Oh my, the trump's gonna sound. He's gonna return. We're gonna leave this ground. Amen. In the days following the rapture of the church. Amen. For us that are saved this morning. Amen. It is gonna be a triumphant time. It is gonna be a victorious time. Amen. Enoch, we can look to Jude chapter number 1 and verse 14. We can see that the Bible tells us that Enoch prophesied, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of His saints." Oh, my, Revelation 19 and 11 said, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." Amen. After the church is raptured out, amen, after we are taken up, amen, all to be with the Lord. The Lord is not coming back, amen, this next time to put His foot, amen, upon the earth. We shall meet Him in the air, amen. But there is coming a time for us that are saved after this fact, amen, that we shall come back with Him. Oh my, that was the one that sat upon the white horse and was named Faithful and True. Praise God. And He's coming back, the Bible said, to make war. I tell you, I know there's people in this hour. I believe when Brother Eric came down to Starley, and we had went to a fellowship meeting, and I'm not going to name this particular subject here today. Amen. But I tell you what, amen, we were sitting over there, was up at Brother Smith's, and we were sitting over there, and Brother Eric was sitting there, and somebody was trying to talk to him about, you know, if I was in the military, if I had to be in the military, I'd be a conscientious objector, you know. Amen. I tell you what, I wouldn't. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me a machine gun, see how long it lasts. Hallelujah. Come on here. Amen. The Lord is coming, amen, to make war. Oh, yes, He is. Amen. I know He tells us in the Old Testament, I believe it is. Amen. Maybe somewhere over there in Kings. Hey, maybe I got it wrong. Who knows? Amen. But He's a man of war. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know that. He's coming back with victory. I said He's coming back with victory, and us that are with Him, amen, shall have victory also. Amen. He tells us in Revelation 19 after this war. He tells us here. Hey, oh my. Hey, or in Revelation 21 rather. Hey, but he said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Oh my, he said to comfort you with these words here this morning. Amen. He goes on to say, and I, John, the Holy, saw the Holy City, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And it goes on to tell us that it's going to wipe, amen, the tears from their eyes. Amen, neither there shall there be any more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I'm talking about the rapture. I'm talking about him coming again with us that went up together with him. Amen, then talking about this new heaven and this new earth. Amen, it's going to be an exciting time. Amen, for those that are awaiting his coming, and for those that are watching for him, and for those that are looking after him. Amen. Oh, surely it is. The coming of the Lord shall be a wonderful time. Amen. For those that are saved. Amen. Those that are redeemed. Amen. Oh my, but just as this disaster, amen, unexpected disaster happened on Friday morning, amen, so shall it be when he returns. Amen. Matthew chapter 24 contains a lot of content. Amen. 50 something verses. I read to you the majority of them this morning. Amen. There's a lot of content there. Amen. A lot of different things. Amen. As for, amen, what I understand in my reading and my little simple, amen, understanding that I have, I can, as we read through the Matthew chapter 24, amen, everything that's detailed in there is not in chronological order. Amen. It doesn't say that it's, this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen. Amen. And then this is going to happen. Amen. No, he details some of the events. He doesn't detail all the events that is going to happen. Amen. He starts off, amen, there. Amen. In verse number 1. Amen. Jesus, he went out. The Bible said he departed from the temple to the disciples. Amen. They came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. Oh, my, I can picture, amen, as the disciples, Brother Scott, as they were, amen, walking around, and maybe, amen, maybe Jesus, amen, as he was there with them, amen, they were walking around, you know, they say, look over here, Jesus, amen, look at this over here, Jesus, amen, oh, but Jesus was looking past that, amen, Jesus was looking further, amen, it was like, I was talking about the Father this morning, amen, looking out, got that distant look in his eyes, amen, Jesus knew, amen, this world, amen, wasn't going to last very long, amen, and he began to talk about, amen, the kingdoms, and he began to talk about, amen, this, he said, and there shall be not one, amen, left one stone, amen, unturned, oh my, but it shall, amen, that it shall not be thrown down, oh my, he's talking about, amen, the destruction of it, oh my, he's looking on, can you picture that, oh, Jesus is looking just a little bit further. You've talked to people before, hadn't you? Amen, about something. You had something on your mind. Amen, but they were looking just a little further than you were. Amen, I said they were looking just a little further than you were. Oh, yes, they were. That's the way Jesus was. Amen, as he began to talk about this, it stirred some curiosity in these disciples. Yes, it did. Oh my, amen, you know, amen, they wanted to understand, they said, tell us of these things, tell us, amen, let me just talk to you just a little bit here today, can I, praise God, amen, oh my, you know, those disciples I preached to you before, amen, they're looking for a worldly kingdom, they're looking for an earthly kingdom, they were looking for something down here, look over here, Jesus, ain't this pretty over here? Ain't this pretty? You're gonna be able to set your throne up over here.
Hey, come on now, that's what was going on. That's the mindset of the disciples. Hey, when they thought it was all going to happen, hey, but right in their time, they were looking for it. Hey, but right then, hey, but Jesus wanted them to understand. Hey, but then they say, well, hey, but what's gonna bring this about? And what's gonna bring this about here? Hey, but he goes on to tell them. Hey, but they say, what's gonna be at the end? How shall we know? Hey, but the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world. Hey, but Jesus answered, the first thing he said was to take heed that no man deceive you. Oh, my church is equally as important as it was in that day. Amen. For the preacher to preach to you this morning. Amen. For you to take heed. I said for you to take heed. Amen. If Jesus had to preach, amen, to his very 12 disciples, amen, those that he gave power, amen, just like he had, and it's important for you and I, amen, this morning to be preached to, and for you and I to understand, amen, it is important for us to take heed, amen, that no man deceive you. Amen. There's a lot of deception in this world. Amen. There's a lot of deceiving men in this world. He goes on to tell them. Amen. There. Oh my. He said, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. Amen. That don't mean that there's going to be people, Brother Johnson, that's going to come up and stand on a pulpit somewhere and say, I'm Jesus. No. Amen. That's not what he's talking about. Amen. He's talking about, amen, people that stand up, preachers, amen, that stand up in pulpit, amen, Sunday after Sunday morning, amen, Sunday night after Sunday night, and Tuesday night or Wednesday night, or whenever else it is, amen, and they stand there in their pulpit, and they say, he is the Christ, amen, he is Jesus, he is Lord, amen, oh, but my, amen, they go about it through deceit, amen, oh, by their preaching, amen, heresy and all kinds of other ungodly things. Amen, he tells them that those people shall deceive many. That's what he said. Oh my, they stand up, they say he's Jesus. Amen, oh, but they don't want to read the rest of the book. They don't want to read about how holy he is. They don't want to read about there in chapter 19. I read to you about that white horse. Even about him coming. And the Bible said that he was clothed. Or his eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had written, amen, that no man knew. Amen, but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horse's clothed, amen, in fine linen, white, hand clean. They don't want to talk about, oh yeah, they want to talk about, amen, Jesus can forgive them, amen, Jesus can cleanse them, amen, oh, but they're talking about, amen, that Jesus is going to cleanse them, amen, from their sin in the day of rapture, amen, no, my friend, amen, if you're not ready for rapture this morning, amen, you'll never return with them on a white horse. Amen. If your robes aren't clean this morning, and if his blood ain't capable, amen, of saving you from your sin and iniquity, then you'll never. I said you'll never stand with him. Hey, oh, you'll never. Amen. Be with him when he comes back. Amen. To make war with this world. Amen. There's a lot of people stand up. Amen. Call themselves preachers. Amen. I said they call themselves preachers. It makes me upset. It makes me angry. Oh, my, to know that there's people deceiving many. Hey, oh, we got 22 people here this morning in a church that's going to preach the truth. Hey, but they may have 300. Hey, but there are 4,000 in the church down the road. That shows me that the word of God's true. And it's as broad as the way. Hey, but that leadeth to destruction. And many go in thereat. Hey, but it's this narrow way. It's just straight way. Amen. Those people that are awaiting the coming of the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. He tells us to beware of them. They're going to come. Say he's the Christ. But they shall deceive many. Oh, my. This, amen, shall happen. It is happening. Amen. He goes on to tell them that, amen, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. Oh my. Amen. These things, he said, but be not troubled. He said these things must come to pass. Amen. And Luke and his, amen, penning down of this, he says, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places. Amen. Great earthquakes shall be in different places. Amen. All kinds of diverse places. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Oh, my, I'm telling you what. Amen. Are we not hearing of war? Have we not heard the last few weeks, amen, about war over there in Libya, Egypt, amen, all those places? I know we ain't talked a lot about it, but it's been there. It's happening. If they shut off that canal, amen, we're going to be in trouble. United States, I said we're going to be in trouble. Oh, yes, we will. Oh, my, but I'm telling you what. Amen, these earthquakes in diverse places. Amen, there in the ocean that caused a tsunami. Amen, some of you sitting there this morning, I know there's only 22 here. I know it's just our faithful few. Amen, but there's some sitting here under the sound of my voice. Amen, not looking. Amen, for the coming of the Lord. Amen, you're not looking for it like you need to. I tell you what, we're so caught up. Amen, and what's going on right now. Amen, in our own pathetic lives. Amen, that we're not looking for the Lord's coming. Amen. Every one of us have done that. Every one of us. Amen. You're going to have to pray for this preacher here. Amen. Pray for him. Amen. Oh, my, me trying to get a job. And me, amen, you know, looking into getting my license down here. And me looking into doing this and looking into doing that. I tell you what, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it. Amen. Oh, but what I'm trying to, amen, get you to understand, amen, is these things don't matter. Amen. If I ain't got much, Brother Johnson, but my food, amen, my face is fed, my children are fed, and the bills are paid. Amen. What else do you need? Hallelujah. I said, what else do you need? Hey, I ain't nothing else you need. And what you need more of is Jesus. What you need to do more of is watch for him and look for him. Amen. For in the hour, amen, that you think not, amen, so shall it be. Amen. The coming of the Son of Man. Oh, my. I just woke up. I said, I just woke up. Disaster it hit. Amen. Do you realize, amen, that there's going to come an hour? Hey, oh my, the disaster, the rapture is going to hit. Amen. The greatest storm that's ever happened. Amen. And when that happens, there's some going to wake up the next morning. Amen. And wonder what in the world's going on. Amen. Oh, I used to hear a lot about this when you come to church. About every service you heard about the coming of the Lord. Amen. The fact of the matter is, though, amen, most church people, amen, are not ready, amen, for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Maybe that's why delays is coming. Amen. Maybe that's why it allows time to continue on. Amen. So that you and I, amen, that claim to have the wedding garment on, amen, would make ourselves ready. Oh my, not be shamed. He talks about there in Revelation about that. Hey, oh my, he's talking about, I believe, the latter part. Amen. After tribulation, I believe is what he's talking about. Amen. He talks about having the garment on. Amen. That when that time comes, that you be not shamed and you be not naked. Oh my, I'm telling you what, these people that try to get by with things on this earth. I remember as a young Christian, amen, a young person, you know, amen, there's sometimes I wasn't as hot as what I should have been. Amen. There was some times that I was slipping around. Amen. You know, and not living the best I know it ought to live. Amen. Oh, man, you know what? Amen. A lot of times in those times, you're thinking, oh, well, amen, nobody ever know. Amen. Nobody ever care. Amen. You know, nobody ever find out about this or find out about that. Amen. Oh, but you know what always kept me in check? Amen. Always come back to my mind is yes. Amen. Nobody may know it here. Amen. But when I stand before God in judgment, and He looks at me with those eyes of fire, amen, with that white robe on, and there I'm standing, amen, with the robe that's dirty and black and sinful, and full of iniquity, and everybody's looking at me, oh my, that'll be terrible, that'll be a shame, amen. I said it'll be a shame. Oh yes, it will. Oh my. And we don't hear enough about it. Amen. The church don't believe it themselves. I thought about, amen, over here, door knocking. Amen. When I first got here, we're going to get back to that. You just have to know what's been going on. Amen. But I tell you what, going over there talking to that man. Amen. Over there drunk. Amen. That day, I told you this. Amen. I'm glad I could look him in the eye, Brother Corey. Amen. I could say, amen, the Lord is coming. Amen. The Lord is coming, Brother Johnson. Amen. I know that in Peter, the apostle, Peter, he talks about, hey, oh yeah, they've talked about, the fathers have talked about, they've all slept. This has all took place. We've heard it over and over and over. Hey, oh my, this preacher ain't even doing it justice this morning. Oh my, we're, amen, out of touch with the coming of the Lord. Yeah, we say we're ready to go. We say we're ready. Amen. But yet we spend all of our time, amen, getting ready for this world. I know I've been there. I've done it. Amen. There at home, I've worked. I've come home. Amen. When I was working a full-time job, I come home. I worked around that place. I did work. I worked on gizmos and gadgets and towers, antennas. Amen. All kinds of things there that I like to do. Amen. Oh, and sometimes I'd fail to do what I know I needed to do. Amen. And if I know I got in a place like that, I know that you that are out there, amen, just getting up in the morning and going to work, amen, coming home in the afternoon, amen, getting, you know, you, amen, your few days over the weekend, I know that we've got so much to do. I'm not mad at you this morning. I'm not upset with you. I just want you to understand this thing's a coming. I said the Lord's a coming. Amen, the rapture's going to take place. And many shall be left behind. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In verse number 32, he gives them the parable. Amen. He gives them the parable. Let me tell you something here. Amen. I hope you wouldn't have fell out with me. Amen. But praise God. I had a little... Amen. This is an odd setting to preach in right here. In some cases. Especially, Lord, I'm preaching to you this morning. Amen. But I feel this is strong on my heart. Amen. Surreal on my soul. Amen. But I was going to show a little 1 minute clip this morning on the projector screen. Amen. This preacher, amen, was preaching. Amen. He was preaching. And he was talking about this. I didn't get this from him now. Amen. This was after the fact that God laid this upon my heart. Amen. I just came across this. I may send it to some of you in your email. Amen. But this preacher was preaching. And he said, you know, the Lord may come back, amen, next year. Or he may come back next month. Amen. Or he may come back. Amen. And his Bible hit the floor. Amen. And oh, amen, most of the church disappeared. Oh, I thought about that. Oh, praise God. I thought about that. Amen. There were some that were sitting there looking around. I've been in those kind of services where the preacher was preaching like that. I was looking for it to happen at just any moment. And I wondered, amen, was I ready? Am I as ready to go as I think I am? Amen. As I got, do I got my ticket paid? Amen. Is everything ready to go? I thought it could be that way this morning. Having to put everything I got in it. Amen. I could drop dead up here. Amen. We could leave the ground up here. Oh, let me preach it to you right. Amen. He's coming in an hour that you think not. Amen. I didn't go to bed thinking about no earthquake.
as a farthest thing from my mind, Sister Warren, after I got done working over there at your house. As the furthest thing from my mind is to sit around and think about an earthquake. Amen. Oh, my wonder. It's the coming of the Lord so far from our minds. Amen. That we just don't even hardly think about it. Just when the preacher mentions it. Oh, might ought to be upon our hearts when we go to bed at night. Amen. You say, I got lost people that need to get saved. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You need to be working for them. Amen. You need to be working for them. I heard. Amen. It said this morning. Amen. About Brother Green. I'm kind of, after a couple of weeks of settled on this thing, Brother Green, I'm happy about it. Hallelujah. Amen. We're still eating. Everything's going on like it's going. Amen. Praise God. I'm happy. Amen. You got family. Amen. You got those. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what. Amen. Brother Green might have stayed there a couple of more years. Amen. He might have not had the integrity that he had when he left there. Come on. I'm just preaching to you here. Amen. The truth. Amen. Don't you like the truth? Amen. The truth's going to make you free. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We can tiptoe to the tulips all day long. Amen. Oh, but I'm telling you what. It's been said here this morning. We've got family that's lost. We got family that need God. Amen. If we're putting all of our energy, amen, in us. Amen. Us. Amen. From the pulpit to the pew. Amen. From Brother Scott that works out of town. Amen. To Sister Janita. Amen. That lives just right here from the church. Amen. To Sister Gloria. Amen. Who's got a set prayer time. Amen. I've been told about. Amen. That says I got to go pray. Amen. Oh my. Amen. To Sister Cindy. Hey, oh, that puts so much effort. Amen. And Clyde. Amen. Down there at the car lot. Amen. All them animals over there. I'm telling you, just like it is this morning. Amen. All of us. Amen. Need to wake up. Amen. And see this thing's about to end up. I said it's about to close out. Amen. I want to be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. I said I want to be ready. Amen. Oh, my brother Scott's a working on getting out of that position. He's a working on it. Amen. He's buying him some tools up. Him out here yesterday with that old, with them overalls on, and walked out of that house with that tool bag. I liked it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I hollered at him. I said, boy, you look like a plumber. But really, what was in my mind, I thought about it after. You look like one of them trailer park handymans. Amen. Right here. Amen. Right here. Amen. In Dover and Plant City and amen. All around. Oh, my. That's what you look like. Amen. I'm ready for it, brother. I don't think I'm down on you this morning. Hey, oh, no, no, no. Amen. Oh, I'm ready for that time. I believe all of us is realizing. Hey, oh, there's some things. Amen. That we took for granted. Oh, yes, I have. Amen. I have. Amen. I think I look back. I think, you know, I look at all that I've got. Look at all that I have. Amen. Trying to get out of some of it. Hey, oh, man, I don't have to ever have. Amen. Another 40-foot fifth wheel. I don't ever have to ever have. Amen. A diesel truck. I don't know. My kids have got to go to heaven. And my wife's got to go to heaven. Hey, oh, man, I don't ever have to go and have no more pleasure in this world. Amen. I got my sweet little wife and kids and family. And love God and want to live for Him. Amen. I'm telling you what, He's coming in an hour that we think not. Amen. I know there's a lot to preach here this morning. I'm trying to close here. Pretty close to it anyway. Amen. Y'all better take it while it's anointed. Hallelujah. Amen. But enough of it ain't been here lately. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you what. There in Matthew chapter 24, that's when we stopped reading in verse number 6 or 7 or whatever it was. And because then he starts to talk about tribulation. He starts to talk about the things that are going to come to pass in the tribulation. That's why I said it's not all in chronological order. He talks about the end. And then he goes back here in verse number 32. And he starts to talk just a little bit more about the rapture, I believe.
Amen. They asked about the end of time and the coming of the Lord. Amen. Or the coming of the Lord and the end of time. They asked about two, and there is two separate events. Hallelujah. There is two separate events. I wish I was smart enough to tell you all about it. Maybe I'll get that way. Maybe y'all help me over the 40 years I stay here. Amen. I already made it once. I got 39 to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, maybe y'all help me. Teach me some. Amen. We can go to heaven together. Amen. Oh my. But he goes to talking there in verse 32. Amen. Now, amen. Learn of a parable of fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. He's telling thee some things you may not know the very day, and you may not know the hour, but you can tell when that thing's about to bloom, those figs. Amen. You can tell. Amen. Oh, the Lord just about to come, Sister Warren. Hey, I know you're getting up there in years. Amen. Oh, man, they preach it like this. And greater when you are getting in. Amen. But see us, you may just see the coming of the Lord. Amen. In your hour. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. He said so likewise. Amen. When you shall see all these things. Amen. Know that it's near. Church, it's near. Even at the doors. Oh, yes. He goes on to say all these things. Amen. He gets to talking to them just a little bit more. Amen. About this rapture. And the reason I say that this, amen, is split up here. And he goes back to talking about the rapture, because if he told us all these things that were going to happen in tribulation, amen, then you know what? As soon as that Antichrist signs that peace treaty, as soon as he makes that covenant, you know, as soon as he does all that, oh my, we just gonna quit our jobs, amen. And Brother Scott, there won't be not another trip to Fort Myers. We gonna get out here and hoe taters. Amen. We're going, because that money ain't going to do you no good anyway after a while. Brother Corey, you might as well call old Brother Hal down there and tell him, hey, Pops, I ain't coming in this morning. Amen. He done signed that treaty. I'm going to hoeing taters. Amen. We're going to be scanning some vegetables, because there's going to come a time, amen, that he's going to want us to take the mark. Amen. Oh, and I ain't going to take that. Amen. To take and be able to buy and sell. Oh, but I'm telling you what, it ain't going to happen that way. Amen. Because I guess they're talking about, hey, oh my, that he's coming an hour that you think not. Amen. He talks about coming, amen, as a thief in the night. Amen. Oh, I wish I had all this time to tell you, amen, all these scriptures I got wrote down. Amen. He talks about that thief. Amen. If the man of the house, a good man of the house, amen, if you knew the night, Brother Green, there's going to be somebody come down there and, amen, steal that big old 2011 Chevrolet 2500 truck. Hey, oh, let me put it this way. Sister Green will be sitting up there in the bird's eagle's roost. Amen. She'll be sitting up there with that rifle. Hallelujah. And she may have never shot one, but she'd do some shooting that day. Oh, my, that's just the way it is, ain't it? I know old Pop's here. I know, amen, how it is with him. Hey, oh, my, he knows he can get the drop on him. He's going to shoot at him. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, they going in the other direction or coming his way. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe that's why I got all that coming out of me. I don't know. Oh, but I'm telling you what, that's the way it is. Amen. No, but the Lord ain't going to tell us. And that thief ain't going to call you up and say, hey, I think I'm going to burglarize your neighborhood today. Amen. Just a few months ago, coming down Valrico Road towards Martin Luther King. Amen. They had a sign out there, one of them big road signs that says, lock your cars. Amen. High rate of theft in the area. Car burglaries in the area. Amen. A few months ago, that was a warning. Amen. But you didn't know when the thief was coming to your house. Amen. Church, there's a warning. I told my wife, now y'all get no wild ideas about this now. Amen. Sometimes she leaves the car unlocked and leaves her pocketbook in it. I got on to her. Hallelujah. And y'all ought to too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh my. We didn't know when the thief was coming our way. Amen. He might just show up at any moment. And that's the way it's going to happen. Oh my. He's coming. Amen. For those that are valuable. Amen. I said he's coming for those that are valuable. Amen. This morning, if you're not valuable to him, he ain't coming for you. Oh, there ain't no thief going to come looking for junk. He looks for things of value. Amen. That's the way Jesus is going to be. Amen, Caleb. Amen. Jesus is looking for some things of value. He's looking for some young men. Hey, where's my boys at? Amen, Caden. Amen's already out. Preached too long already. Oh, man, he's looking for some things of value, things of integrity. Amen, things, amen, with good report. Amen. Oh, mine, he's going to come in an hour that you think not. Hallelujah. Oh, my, he could come today. He could come today. Many times we just go through life, you know. Well, it's just already past this time and that time. Got two more pages. Could you stand it? No, you couldn't. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Noah, that silly old preacher down there, he's built in a boat. Amen. They ain't water around here for miles. Where are they going to get some water? How's he going to move that big old boat? Oh, just drinking her, you know, being happy and merry, taking in marriage, doing all those things. Amen. He's coming, church. Let's stand all across the house. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. He's coming. We've been warned. We see these things. We see the spiritual meteorologist is in the pulpit this morning. And he's saying, ooh, the winds are blowing. Amen. The winds are coming. Amen. Amen. Oh man, just like lightning, the Bible says. Amen. Wherever it said there in Revelation. Amen. Like lightning. Amen. Wish I had it wrote down here. Amen. Oh my, just like lightning. Amen. He's gonna return. Amen. Just like that. Amen. Just like that in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. That ain't like this right here. That ain't like that. Amen. That's that little. Y'all ever looked in your sweetheart's eyes? See that little glimmer every once in a while, you know? That little spark. Amen. That's what it's going to be. Just, you say, was that really in there? Amen. Come on now, you've been married for 35 years, you say. Is that really what I, is that still in there? Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, you just want to, you know, just get all excited. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what's going to happen when the Lord comes. Amen. It's going to be so quick. Amen. You ain't going to have no time, Brother Johnson. Ain't going to be no time to run out and feed the chickens. Ain't going to be no time. Got to have all that stuff done, packed up, ready to go. Amen. Oh, my heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Brother's praying. I love you today, church. I appreciate you bearing with me. Amen. I'm glad I got some folks that can stand it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ain't got ready to leave me yet. Oh my. But church, I want us to realize, I believe every one of us in this house this morning, I believe. Amen, us. Hey, maybe there may be some children, maybe my boy, he's out there sleeping, slumbering, he's awakening up now. Hey, maybe he needs to get saved. Amen, maybe some of our children need to really think about this. The Lord could come back today. All them lies you've been telling, all them big stories you've been putting on. Amen. I walked in on my boy last night telling Granny a big one, and when I walked in, it shut him up. I didn't have to say anything. He looked over and he saw Daddy. Amen. He didn't tell no more. He didn't tell no more fibs. Amen. Oh, my, maybe it's you. Amen. I remember when I was just a little boy, they'd preach about it. I think the Lord's going to come back today, and I'm not going to be ready. I'm not going to be ready. Amen. Oh, church, can we think about it just a little bit more than what we have been? Amen. When we go by, amen, our children's homes, workplaces, amen. Oh, can we think about it a little more? Oh, my. Church, let's find ourselves a place to pray this morning. Ask Him to help us think about it a little bit more. He could come today. He could come today. Oh, God, save them, Lord. God, save them. Save them, Lord Jesus. Save them, Lord. God, deal with their heart. Move for them, Lord Jesus. Minister to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh.
And I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud. One day it raised the dead. In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky. And I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe the time is nearing that we'll soon see his appearing. This could be the hour. Yes, this could be the day when the saints from every nation will lose their gravitation. And in the middle of the air be called away. Stand here grieving for the one that you see leaving. In like manner, he's coming back for you and me. And I believe he's coming back like he said. And I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud. From every nation will lose their gravitation. And in the middle of the air be called away. And I believe he's coming back like he said. And I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud.
Church.